Hare Krishna. To see our, to hear from our Gurudev. And it's actually very, considered very, very auspicious, meaning bearing good omen, to see a self-realized soul and what to speak, to hear from him, and to let what the words that he wants to speak, that the words that he speaks regarding the absolute truth, enter into the ear holes and enter into the courtyard of our hearts where it can take effect. Because the words from a self-realized soul, even though they sound the same as the sound of the material sky, they're not the same. The words coming from the mouth, from the lips of a self-realized soul, from his heart, have the potency to enter into the holes of the ears, the karnarandra, and to enter into the heart and to revolutionize an otherwise ordinary life of birth, old age, disease, and death. He can revolutionize this whole cycle of samsara, of repeated births and deaths. We've been here for many, many lives, whether we remember them or not. Factually, we have been. And we're here all trying to play the enjoyer, trying to exploit all these resources of material nature. But we've actually become more and more entangled in material nature's complexities. So what the self-realized spiritual master comes, Krishna sends, when we become serious to want to get out of this maze, this rat trap, when we become serious to really want to get out, if we're sincere, we can travel to the ends of the world to find a guru, a satguru. But if we're really sincere, Krishna will send one to us. Just like you're here right here in Tucson, Arizona. Who would have thought?
In the middle of the desert.
In the middle of the desert. So we ask everyone to just apply their reason and their hearts to what happens after you associate with a satguru, and just the happiness that comes to the soul. Arjuna was very perplexed. At one time in India, there was a big battle, and he was a great warrior, and he was perplexed because he really didn't want to fight a battle over properties and kingdoms. He was a self-realized soul also, and he saw it was very futile. And he would rather live like a beggar, he said, than to fight with his cousins over a kingdom. But Krishna told him, no, that actually you need to fight this battle because of duty. We're here all here in this material world, meaning we have these material bodies, so we do have a duty. And Krishna explained to Arjuna that the first duty of an inquisitive soul, of one who's above the animal level of just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, is one who becomes philosophical should approach a bona fide spiritual master. And in a humble mood of not challenging, one should actually examine the spiritual master, and the spiritual master should examine him. Not that one should blindly accept the spiritual master, but one should put him to the test and see if he can't remove all the ignorance and doubts and darkness and misery from the heart of a disciple. And if a spiritual master can truly do this, see, in the Kali Yuga, Lord Shiva explains to his wife Parvati, she's personified Mother Nature, that there are many, many gurus in the Kali Yuga who will exploit their disciples for sex and money, and for use them for acquiring wealth and amassing fortune and fame. But the guru, a satguru, is very, very rare, the satguru who can remove all the miseries from the heart of a disciple. This is very rare. These kind of gurus. And so we've heard about Jesus Christ and Muhammad, and we've heard through the years, through the ages, we've heard about these satgurus, or real spiritual masters who have come. So we're very, very fortunate in that we've met a guru of this caliber, this quality, who can actually remove all the miseries, the tapatraya, the threefold miseries from the hearts of all his disciples who sincerely surrender to him without a challenging mood. One should hear from him submissively, render service. And Krishna says, a self-realized soul, he can impart knowledge because he's seen the truth. His words may sound, like I said, they sound like the same sound as the material sky, but they're different. They're carrying saffron particles from the lotus feet of the Absolute Truth, personified. And because of this, his words have a very special potency, a speciality. This is called Shabda Brahma, transcendental sound. And this sound can revolutionize our otherwise pitiful, miserable, short lives. No matter, you know, from the beggar to the billionaire, everyone here is living basically a very, very short life of limited happiness and limited pleasure. And we're all seeking unlimited pleasure and unlimited happiness. And we're seeking love. Every little, even the insect, even the cat, everyone wants to repose their love in something temporary. And as a result, we're being frustrated over and over and over again. And so Srila Gurudev can enlighten us if we will allow him to enter into our hearts. And then we ask everyone to just give a chance, an honest, humble attempt to straighten out our lives and take us back to home, back to Godhead. So, Srila Gurudev, I ask you to please speak some words.
Janasalakaya Chaksurunditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Vai Vacha Patitanam Pavali Bhu Vishnave Bhu Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So, Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak some Harikatha. As you have heard, and you have heard from Gurudev and other Vaishnavas, so many times, we came in this world not for only eat, drink, and be merry. There are so many species in the world. They are doing same thing. They are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And what is the difference between other species of life and human beings? So the speciality of human beings, they can do bhajan of Bhagavan, they can do worship of God. Other species, like you can see in Arizona, there are wild boar and coyote, so many are there. They can come here to listen Harikatha. Not possible at all. So we first have to know, who am I? Why I came in this world? And all of us suffering for threefold miseries. And you have to know what is lead to my ultimate goal. If this inquiry will come in our mind, then our life will be successful. Or we can think, oh, I am a lawyer, I am a big businessman, I am a doctor. This is not our actual identification. The identification of this body, spirit, physical body. But we are soul, spirit soul. We are not this physical body. If so, we have spirit soul inside you, so all your relatives are loving you. When spirit soul will go away from this body, your wife, your kids, your relative, they will not love you anymore. They will take into graveyard, not more than that. So what is inside? For that everyone, we are loving each other. Have we discovered any way that who am I inside this? We have to know this who am I. How we can know this? Only by the causeless mercy of a bona fide spiritual master. And why we feel these threefold miseries in this world? We want or not, we bound to suffer threefold miseries. There are one misery called Adhi Daivik. It happened due to cause of demigods, like sometime over rain means flood, sometime forest fire every year you can get in Florida, and sometime drought. This is due to demigods. Then Adhi Bhautik, the misery caused by other living entity, like a walking, scorpion sting you, or snake bite you, all this due to other living entity called adhi bhautik. Another adhyatmik, we want or not, we bound to follow our uncontrolled mind. Yet here, sometimes mind became crazy and do some havoc. Why so? Because this is due to uncontrolled mind. So if you want to get rid of these three miseries, you have to, must go to bona fide spiritual master. He will let you know how you can get rid of this thing. You can think, oh, my life is to eat, drink and be merry, make some money, that's enough. When you live in this world, can you take over even a tip of your hair with you? Not possible at all. Which you have earned in this world, maybe you are a multimillionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, have to give up everything here. Once in ancient India, there was a king. He was very happy with his kingdom. He has queens, prince, princesses, and so many subjects, was very happy. One day, one saintly person came to his kingdom. Saffron cloth, tilak, choti, and kantimala. He came and told, as before, very easy to go to one place to another place. So saintly person went there, he told, I want to talk with king. King thought, maybe he is asking for some money. He asked his minister and treasurer, give him 1,000 rupees. Then he told, no, I not came for rupees. I don't want money. I want to talk with king. Okay, please come after 1 week. After one week, he arrived there. And king has no time. Told, please come after 1 fortnight. After fortnight, he arrived again. Then he told, I am very busy, please come after 1 month. Then the saintly person went to queen and told, mother, I have to speak something with the king, but king has no time. He gave me today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, 1 week, 1 fortnight, 1 month. I want to tell something for him. His life span only 1 month more. What he wants, he can do. And he went away. Immediate queen sent some messenger to king, you have to come immediate to me. For saintly person, he has no time, day, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, 1 week, 1 fortnight, 1 month. As soon as queen sent messenger, immediate king came. And queen was very restless. What happened? He told the whole story. What like of saintly person? He told saffron cloth, putting tilak on his forehead, yes, shaved hair, kantimala, etc. Then he sent some person with horse and bring him with great honor. And he told, have you told this? Well, yes. If you have no faith, you can arrest me, put me in prison. When after 1 month when he'll die, ask your minister to let me go out from the jail. Now king has so much time, honoring so much. Please excuse me, how I can get rid? What you are doing here? Nonsense. What are you doing? Can you take even one gold coin with you? Haven't you taken one tip of your hair? If you not can take anything from here, what are you doing for this? Uselessly? Then saintly person told, I have seen your forehead. You did some good work, good activity in this world. So after your death, you'll go to heavenly planet. In heavenly planet, nowadays some mosquitoes are there. And there are mosquito net also there, but little bit broken there. You have to take one needle and thread. Mosquitoes should not come in the net and not sting you. How I can take one needle and thread? You are king of a very big kingdom. If you could not take even a little small needle and little bit thread, then what are you doing? Then he became hopeless. What to do? Then he told, you have to do bhajan. Without bhajan, there is no way to get rid of all these things. If you do bhajan and chant holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then you can get rid of these miseries and you can go to beyond Vaikuntha, not only heavenly planet. There is some planetary system. then to Vaikuntha, then you can go to Golok Vrindavan. How possible? Only by the grace of bona fide Gurudev. So we are very fortunate that Gurudev is among us. So he said, listen something from his lotus leaf. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalvataru bhascha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha paditanan pavane bho Vishnu vibhu.
First of all, so many thanks to Dr. Lenz that he is helping me. Also to Dr. Brijesh. And moreover,
Dr. Ram. Dr. Ram. Yeah.
And this Tamo Mahaprabhu. I am happy, very happy to come here to show Dr. Lenz, also to write something, books. I have written more than 100 books. So many good books. If you will read, you will be happy. Don't think that I am this physical body. Never. Because really you are not this body. Something else is there, who is I. There are two things, two souls here. One Jivatma, soul, and one super soul. Supreme Lord is one without second. We can call him by so names. We call him Krishna, someone Paramatma, Brahma, God, Allah, Khuda. But really he is one. In different countries, in different languages, he has so many names. So, you should see that super soul and soul are here. Why we are here in this physical body? You should try to realize. In thousand and thousand years, you cannot No realization about. Those who are following the words of God and so much practiced, they can realize, they can see soul and super soul. What is this body? Bag of urine, no?
Stool,
blood,
mucus,
so many things. If you will cut and see, nothing. Soul and super soul are not sold by, are not seen by these eyes. A special eyes should be needed. And that is given by any expert, Guru or Krishna, Supreme Lord Himself. What are you we are doing like donkey, whole day, night? We are doing, that's money should come. But you should know, real happiness of soul can't be achieved by this money. Always money gives suffering. No money, then always money, 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 money. Whole day and night thinking. If money comes, how to keep it? How to save it? And if it is gone, always. So anything collected by money, dogs, these gardens, wife, husband, father, mother, relatives, they cannot give you permanent peace and happiness. God is very merciful. He can create in a minute millions of universes and again demolish, and again He can make. He is very causeless, merciful. He has all quality, good quality. He has invested all His power, His name, His roop,
attribute,
everything. You should not think that God is shapeless, no quality, nothing. He has a very beautiful, attractive face, form. But these eyes cannot see Him. So, we should try to practice bhakti yoga, meditating Him, chanting His names, powerful names. These can give you eternal bliss and happiness of life. If suffering is coming by any effort, anyone does not do any effort for sufferings, but your suffering comes. So, if you want or not, if you had done something good in your past
lives,
they will come
automatically.
So why you are so much worry for this? Try to pray and chant Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. It has been told that labhasu durlabhendam bausham bhavanti manusham
arthadam anishtam api
adhira turnam jate tanapate tamanumrittu javat nisheshaya vishakam. We are doing from morning to again morning or evening, whole day and night. But what you are collecting by this body, you cannot take a farthing at the time of death. Never. And death is essential.
Sure and certain.
Sure and certain. Old age is very
eagerly waiting.
Old is coming very soon. Now you are young, smart. But when old age will come, then you will walk with the help of a stick. And after that, you will give up this body. Where to go? So, turnam jate tana patetma. From when you know this fact, from any realization, then at once begin. No time when your death will come. No sure. Even today, just now, after 1 year, 2 years, 100 years, but you will have to go. No certainty. So begin at once chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All the that he told, Krishna name or the names of God are transcendental. Not the words like in this world. Very powerful. You should chant 1 month, 15 days, right, and you realize that you are happy. Must. The speciality of this human body, human form, is that that we, human forms, can come and attend these classes, can chant and do any practice to realization of super soul, God. But dogs, pigs, hawks, donkeys, they will not come. And they cannot understand all these things. But we can. So, in everywhere it has been told that Krishna has mercifully, God has mercifully given this, or this human body. Don't isko vyarthana gamao.
Don't misuse it.
Misuse this body. You can do to maintain your life something, but not always. And take some time, meditate God, Supreme Lord, chant His name and be happy. Only in this human form we can do. In other species, they cannot do. So we should not waste our this valuable life in worldly sense gratifications and collecting money. Money will cheat you. All this world, what you are seeing, really like a dream. When you will be liberated, you say, oh, nothing. In other way, today all your relatives, after death, if you will go to another life, then where will be the relatives? So, from beginning of life, we should chant and remember Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Let us kirtan call. Kirtan.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.